Hello and welcome to the Legacy Homeschool Reflections podcast. My name is Ruth Adams and I am a homeschool graduate from the vintage pioneer days of the movement. I'm the wife to Matt for almost 20 years now and the homeschooling mama to my 7 children. Now we just graduated our oldest back in the spring, so I'm actually homeschooling 6 children at this point. But my husband Matt and I are passionate about homeschooling and the opportunity that it affords us to disciple our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Our scripture passage for this podcast is 1 Thessalonians 5:24. He who calls you is faithful, he will surely do it. I think it is so encouraging to remember that when God calls us to mother our children, to disciple our families, to homeschool, we don't have to be experienced enough, or patient enough, or skilled enough, or anything else that we might conjure up in our minds. We just have to be obedient to the call. And it's He who calls us that is faithful. He will surely do what He wants to do in our families. I think that's an encouragement, definitely to my heart, when I feel weary or have doubts or feel discouraged, to remember it is He who is faithful. So I believe that homeschooling is about so much more than the academics. Homeschooling is about learning together as a family. And one of the most beneficial life lessons that we can teach our families is the joy of serving the Lord. So in the last few podcasts, we've been talking about different facets or aspects of this homeschooling journey and things that I think are core and important and necessary. And this one that we're going to talk about today is an important element, I think, in teaching our children the life lesson of the joy of serving. You know, we're not called here just to become wealthy and intelligent and well-educated just for worldly purposes. We are called here to serve the Lord and to impact His kingdom. And so we want our children to grow up with hearts to see from an eternal perspective. Like, why did God even put them here on this earth to begin with? To have purpose. To know that their identity is in Christ, not in how smart they are or how athletic they are or how skilled they are or beautiful they are, any of these things. God gives us gifts, but our true identity is in Christ because of what He did for us on Calvary. And so we want to teach our children their identity is in Christ and their purpose is to be kingdom-minded, to impact the kingdom of God. And as parents, we need to remember that we are called to raise up children that we can launch into this world who will make a difference in light of eternity. So we're not here merely to attain head knowledge and riches and worldly applause. You know, sometimes I look around at homeschool conventions and I see parents being so stressed about the academics and the choices for curriculum and this sort of thing. And honestly, I've been there myself in the past and I have to be guarding my heart to not go there again. But the Lord has taught me to seek first the kingdom of God in our homeschool. Sometimes it can be easy to get distracted and to get a little pulled off course, and then the Lord nudges me and says, seek first the kingdom of God in His righteousness and all these things, which I believe includes the academics and everything else we need for life, will be added. The first question of many catechisms is, what is the chief purpose of man? And the answer is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. There it is. That's our purpose. Our purpose is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Glorifying God and enjoying Him forever is of far greater importance than gaining wealth and knowledge. One way that we can glorify God as a family is by serving His kingdom purposes. Oftentimes when our families are doing ministry and serving others, we are also learning about many spheres of life in the process. For example, if we are doing missions, we may be learning about different cultures. And if we are caring for the elderly, we may be learning some medical skills. I would add in, we're also learning character qualities. If we're caring for little ones or caring for the elderly, we're learning to put others before ourselves. We're learning to sacrifice for the needs of others. And if we are opening our homes for hospitality, we may be learning a lot about the logistics of feeding a large group and gaining valuable skills in the kitchen. The Lord has different callings on each of our families. You know, you see some families and they are very skilled in their hands and they use their handcrafts for the glory of God. You see some families that they're very skilled with their voices and with music, and they may go on the road singing for the glory of God as a family. You see some families that they're very literary and they write books and they put out resources for the glory of God. You see families that have servants' hearts, and just wherever they are, they're just serving in humble way, serving others. God gives us many different gifts. And as a family culture, we may have certain leanings, certain giftings, but we want to find out what are those giftings? Who has God created us to be? And how can we, as a family team, work together for His glory? In our family, in recent years, we've started doing some traveling to conventions and ministering to families at conventions, and I've been able to take a son or daughter along and to help me in that way. Sometimes, depending on the location, our family may travel together, or my husband, when it's been close to home, may bring up a child or two to kind of learn and see ministry in action. With the podcast, my oldest daughter is the editor of the podcast, and so I'm doing the teaching and she is editing, and that's teamwork, that's family ministry together, and it's a beautiful thing. And as I look back at my heritage, there was a lot of that going on. My dad was a pastor, and so I was in a home that was ministry minded, and I grew up doing ministry with my parents. Sometimes that meant making Xerox copies in my dad's office in the back of the house. Sometimes that meant going to church and playing with little children or reading them stories. Lots of different ways I was brought on the family team and given a vision for the joy of serving the Lord. So we can pray and ask the Lord, what does He desire for our families to be doing to promote His kingdom and His righteousness? There are so many areas of ministry that our families can step into and bring glory to our Lord and Savior. And it may be that the Lord would have you busy doing certain kinds of ministry in one season of your family. And maybe down the road, the seasons will change and you as a family will, the Lord will point you in a different direction towards a different ministry. But we just always want to be praying, Lord, how would you have us to serve? How would you have us to further your kingdom in your righteousness as a family? Perhaps if your family could maybe find ministry in the local rest home by playing music, if your children are musically gifted, or with having conversations with the elderly who are often lonely there. There's a whole mission field in the rest homes. Or, you know, the Lord might call your family to be involved in a local crisis pregnancy center, or to be actively involved in advocating for life for the unborn. Perhaps for your family, ministry might look like you being on the road ministering across the country in different conference settings or churches or conventions or even going to foreign soil. And of course, there are always abundant ministry opportunities in our local churches. For some families, their ministry will be greatly coming from hospitality within their home. These ideas are just a small sampling of the many ministry opportunities that families can involve themselves in to be busy in kingdom work for the glory of God. It's a joy. It's so fulfilling to serve the Lord. And I believe that it gives our children a sense of purpose when they know that they are busy serving the Lord. Their vision is bigger than themselves. And so truly serving the Lord brings joy and purpose and much growth to our families as we seek to spread His kingdom and His righteousness for His glory. And so I encourage you to be prayerful in your planning for your homeschool. And one more piece of advice I would give in thinking about our homeschool journeys is from James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. I think that is so encouraging to know that we don't have to have all the answers, but we can go to the one who does have the answers. He knows our children. He knows what our year ahead is going to look like. He knows the challenges we're going to face. He knows what is the right fit for each of our children. And when we seek Him before we plow ahead with decisions for our family life and for our homeschooling, we can rest in knowing we have sought Him and He has given direction, and we can have peace in that. I want to remind you of the verse that I started this podcast out with, 1 Thessalonians 5:24. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Mamas, remember that when you're having hard days. Remember that when doubts arise. Remember that when you're weary. It's His strength, not our own. He is the faithful one. Well, I would love to connect with you, and you can find me on social media through my website, legacyhomeschoolreflections.com. I also want to invite you to check out my book, Legacy Reflections of a Homeschooled Homeschooling Mama, available through Sony Elise Books, Family Renewal, and through Amazon. I think you'll find encouragement there to help you press onward in the mothering and homeschooling journey. And lastly, I just want to thank you for listening today, and for those of you who have been with me over the last weeks through this series of helpful tips for our homeschool year, thank you. And let's just end the podcast today with praying. Lord, we thank You that You have a good and perfect plan for our families. We thank You that You have called us to raise these children, that You have given us the privilege to homeschool them, Lord, and to disciple them, and that You have given us everything that we need for life and godliness. We thank You for the truths contained in Your Word. We thank You that Your Holy Spirit is our guide, and we ask You, Lord, in this next homeschool year, to please help us to seek You, to please help us to seek Your face and to rest in Your truth. We ask You, as James 1:5 says, that we would ask of God for wisdom. We ask You to give us wisdom for this next homeschool year, and a wisdom for each of our children, and how to connect with their hearts and how to convey Your truth. And Lord, we ask for Your Holy Spirit to guide their hearts, to draw them to love You, Lord, to love You more than this world, to love You more than their own selfish inclinations, Lord, to love You more than any of the pleasures that the world and the culture tempts us to run after, Lord, but that they would love You with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And in all of our learning this year, Father, that we would seek You first in Your righteousness and Your kingdom. And Lord, we pray that You would bring a harvest of righteousness in the lives of our families, and that in all of our learning, we would see Your sovereign hand, we would see Your providence, we would see Your plan. We would fall on our knees, Lord, and worship You and glorify You, and use all the wisdom and all the knowledge that You give us in this next school year for Your glory. And we love You, and we thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, ladies, I hope that you have a wonderful school year. I've enjoyed talking about some of these core elements with you that are so important in my heart in this homeschooling journey. So thank you for listening, and I will look forward to talking with you on the next episode of the podcast. May the Lord be with you until we meet again. Goodbye.